Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number three of this January 2nd, 2006 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Aaron Dykes, one of my cameramen, and Kevin Smith are there at the FEMA camp, the admitted relocation center that they've opened with men, women, and children in it. In Taylor, Texas, we'll have a report from him at the bottom of the hour and on some of the folks that have showed up there to observe what's going on. There's been several protests in the last week. We suggest you go to downtown Taylor and go to the front of the FEMA Center just to witness it for yourself today in the next hour. Mike Rivera is on with us for a few more minutes. I want to run through some more phone calls. KC in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Good. You're going to love this. George Bush Senior, today at Ford's funeral, he said something to the effect that, contrary to what conspiracy theorists think, the Warren Commission still stands because it had Ford's good name signed to it.
This was on television. I'd love to have that on tape.
This was at his funeral. I'm sure lots of people are taping it, but it was crazy.
Well, they're going to re-air it on C-SPAN. I'll be sure and tape it. Thank you for that info. Of course, 92% of Americans, if you index, I average 12 polls together, 92% believe that the government was involved. You want to comment on that, Mike Rivera?
Well, this is a very strange statement for Bush to be making, because Gerald Ford was forced to admit that he had altered the Warren Report's location of Kennedy's back wound to move it up closer to the neck to line up with the magic bullet theory. So here we have Gerald Ford, you know, himself, was part of the cover-up, because he turned a shoulder wound into a neck wound so that the magic bullet would all line up.
But this shows their arrogance, that they'd shoot their mouth off when 92% of us know they're liars, and they just still think what they say holds water.
Like I said, they're still playing the game by the rules that worked back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They haven't really caught on how quickly their lies are going to get exposed out here in alternative radio and in the Internet.
It's unbelievable. They've also tried to flood the web with disinfo, but people develop a palate to recognize baloney very fast.
Yeah, they're actually training us to be more discerning and skeptical, and it's making us all better citizens, better researchers, and just really much more discerning. And in the long run, it's going to work against them.
It's fun seeing the COINTELPRO people pull their hair out on the web and attack us, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, it is.
Let's us know we're really hitting them hard. Okay.
Absolutely.
Anything else, KC?
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting, because there was two sides to it. It was kind of like, A, you have the fact that he's kind of revealing his insecurities to the world about you know, the JFK assassination, and then B, it's kind of like a backhanded insult, because now that he's dead, wasn't he like one of the only people alive left to be able to testify about it?
Yes.
Right, so it's like, that kind of threw me.
Well, also, all the evidence shows that Bush Sr. was in the CIA at the time, involved in Bay of Pigs, involved in operations, the different rifle groups, and was in Dallas when that happened. Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was going to point out, is Bush himself was neck deep. He was working with Felix Rodriguez in the Cuban operation. He loaned some of his company's ships to support the Bay of Pigs operation. So Bush himself could probably testify if some means could be found to coerce the truth out of him.
I think he's getting doddering and slipping up.
Could very well be.
All right. Thank you for that information. I really appreciate it, KC. So much happening. Mike Rivera, your new show starts this Saturday, 11 a.m. Central Time, here on the GCN Radio Network. I hope some of our affiliates out there will give it a listen and pick it up. And I appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, thank you, and we'll talk to you next month.
All right. And the website's whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. There goes Mike Rivera. You can join him this Saturday. Come back. I'll talk to Harry and Eric, maybe one or two others. Then I want to play a few news clips and then this Twilight Zone piece. It says volumes what we face today. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Check out PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're running out of time. I've got three big audio clips I want to play. An update there at the FEMA camp, Kevin Smith. They're dealing with, them telling them to turn their cameras off. They want to review the tapes. Them saying no. This is a FEMA camp where they're holding reportedly illegal aliens, but they admit it can hold U.S. citizens, too, under FEMA directives. It hooks into the whole martial law umbrella. Very serious. Let's take two final calls, quickly before I get into the rest of the information for this hour on this live January 2nd edition. Harvey in Florida, then Eric in Kansas. Harvey, go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex. How are you today?
Good, sir.
It's great to talk to you again. You know, you talked about it several times, and I'll confirm that I know a woman whose husband is a local sheriff here in Central Florida, a little two-bit town, and he's been sent off to FBI headquarters for several months of training and interrogation.
Oh, yeah, they're federalizing all of them, building fusion command centers with CIA and FBI over it. It's a nightmare.
It's absolutely true.
But they won't control the border.
They were giving him special teaching him new interrogation techniques, and his wife is scared to death. She confided in me.
Oh, really? What else was she telling you?
Well, she was very nervous because he was practicing his new interrogation techniques on her.
And what were those?
Checking her computer, see who she's been talking to, what she's been looking at, and things like that.
Well, anybody could be Al-Qaeda. I remember the last time I was in the airport, there were guys sitting there reading these black and white books about how to spot a terrorist. I mean, it's just the terrorists run the government.
This is a local two-bit town, the smallest town you ever saw, and they sent him off. They picked him because he's one of the head honchos in the sheriff's office to be trained in their new interrogation techniques.
And that federal money, that's our tax dollars, is to federalize them all. And then they know how to sell us these FEMA camps. Oh, we're putting illegal aliens in them, and we're going to put U.S. citizens. Oh, well, it must be okay because they're putting illegal aliens in them. Whole families, folks. Whole families, no due process.
Well, it's a sick situation, Alex. But I just want to get to two quick things. I'll make it as fast as I can. The National Guard being trained in Iraq, and then now about this teaching the Iraqi people how to kill each other better, how we train them how to kill. Seems like they know how to kill pretty good. They don't really need us there to train them, doesn't it?
It's all designed to balkanize and break down the country. What was the other point?
And the other point is I had sent you a green booklet, a small booklet about the truth from Afghanistan, and it's a historical piece written during the Soviet time, written in the Soviet Union, and I know you saw it and you got it about 2 months ago, so I wish you would take the time because it outlines Daddy Bush's filthy hands in training the Afghans.
Well, I mean, they've admitted to all that. Listen, I appreciate your call, and thank you for the booklet. Okay, I'm not going to air the whole seven-minute piece, but this is a few nights ago. We're trying to get Congressman Ben Rohrabacher on. We had him on years ago. Now, this is a big whitewash, but, oh, there were Arabs involved. The Republicans want to get to the truth, but Republican leadership and Democratic leadership don't want them to. That's because 5,000 Iraqis trained here in the 80s by the CIA and the defense intelligence apparatus were brought back into the country. They were involved in Oklahoma City for the U.S. government in the diversionary blast. That's in my film, Road to Tyranny, made 5 years ago. I've got local police surveillance tape of them. We know their names. People who brought this forward were sued and then won their lawsuits in court against those suing them. This has been vetted. Okay? Well, L.A. Times has reported it. They have the surveillance tape showing the Arabs with them. But why, when police arrested them trying to leave the country, and why when state police arrested them who were already surveilling them, were they not allowed to keep them and charge them? Because they were ordered by Bill Clinton to let them go, because they work for our government. It's perfect. Our government has terrorists. Anytime they need to get control or get more funding, they just activate them. And if they happen to get caught, they can then just say, oh, look, it's an Arab. Don't believe him. He's an Iraqi. Very, very slick. But still, the truth is percolating out despite their whitewashes. So here's their whitewash that you can read a million words between the lines. Here it is.
Now to a new report on the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City 11 and a half years ago now. A congressional subcommittee is blasting the Justice Department and the FBI for mishandling the case. American Morning's Bob Franken, live in Washington with more. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Miles. Well, this report covers a lot of ground, but it doesn't break much ground. And the explanation for that, according to the congressman who led the investigation, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, is that he had a very small staff and a real lack of cooperation.
It's been more than a decade since the second worst terrorist attack on U.S. soil. The conspiracy theories began almost immediately after 168 people were killed in the Oklahoma City bombing. Did Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols act alone, or were others involved? Was every lead hunted down? This new report by a House International Relations subcommittee does not conclude there was foreign involvement. It does charge that federal investigators did not fully pursue those possibilities, which have been raised since day one, when some witnesses, for instance, claimed to have spotted a so-called John Doe number two. The FBI discarded those theories years ago, citing a lack of evidence. But it is reasonable to question, says the report, if all leads were thoroughly pursued, all evidence gathered, and properly analyzed. The report does not question whether McVeigh and Nichols were the ones primarily responsible for the bombings, but concludes the McVeigh execution should have been further delayed while investigators continued to delve into possibilities of involvement by terrorists associated with the New York World Trade Center bombing in 1993, as well as neo-Nazi groups, including a German national. While federal officials would not be interviewed, an FBI response contended every bit of information was investigated and reviewed. The FBI worked tirelessly to cover all leads. But the outgoing chairman of the subcommittee, Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, says his own two-year investigation, more than 10 years after the deadly blast, was hamstrung by a lack of cooperation and his subcommittee's very limited resources.
At the end of this report, Miles, we're left with the same unanswered questions that have existed for such a long time. And, of course, there's one more question. Why are they still unanswered, Miles?
Good question, Bob Franken. Let's put it right to the outgoing chairman of the subcommittee, Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, joining us from Santa Ana, California. Congressman Rohrabacher, good to have you with us. Hope you're having a good break and hang in 10 a little bit. I know you're a big surfer out there.
Well, it's a little early out here.
Yeah, I know, and we appreciate you getting up early for us. All right, this you didn't get very far in this report. Was it a waste of time?
Well, it wasn't a waste of time considering the magnitude of the crime and the relationship that it may have to the terrorist threat that we face today and that, of course, we experienced on 9/11. So we did, while we didn't come to the conclusion and that we had proven a foreign connection, we have at least broken some new ground by analyzing the FBI and Justice Department original investigation and perhaps some of the deficiencies there that led that could possibly have led to 9/11.
Well, you know, it's interesting, though. You raise a lot of questions that are just kind of out there in the conspiracy theorist world, that McVeigh called a German citizen who was living in a white supremacist compound. Another man was seen with McVeigh, that John Doe number 2 story. A group of neo-Nazi bank robbers may have been tied to McVeigh. Persons associated with Middle East terrorism in the Philippines might have contacted Nichols. An Iraqi national happened to be in Oklahoma City. All these things have been out there. It's raised once again in the report. Doesn't this just add more fuel to those conspiracy theories?
Well, there's nothing wrong to add to a conspiracy theory when there might be a conspiracy, in fact.
Well, but isn't it
the public needs to understand
just
that,
raising the question.
Let me give you an example, a specific example. John Doe, too, was someone who was allegedly with Timothy McVeigh the day of the bombing. There are numerous witnesses that suggest they saw Timothy McVeigh with another person that day. When he rented the Ryder truck that was used in the bombing, the man who rented the truck to him insists that there was someone with McVeigh, someone who delivered a pizza to McVeigh's room that night. Someone else other than McVeigh answered the door to his motel. The bottom line is someone was with him, and that person has not been identified. And the FBI called off the investigation into John Doe 2 2 months after the bombing. That was premature, and it's left questions unanswered.
So why did they do that? Why do you feel that FBI is stonewalling, hiding some information from you?
Well, I didn't say they're stonewalling or hiding information. What I said was that they called off this investigation. I think it represents a mindset that...
Okay, you can watch the whole video up on PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. There's like 3 more minutes. We know, FBI agents told the LA Times they saw the surveillance camera tapes. There's 12 of them. It shows McVeigh with 3 different Arabs, shows him getting out of the car with one. That man is identified by the State Police Intelligence Unit as Al-Husseini Hussein and the Oklahoma City Intelligence Unit. We have the police surveillance unit video. Okay, I've got video of these guys running around there in Oklahoma City. It's in Road to Tyranny. 45 minutes of the 3-hour film is about Oklahoma City. The FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, gave them the detonators in 93, and then told the people below them not to bust them and let it go forward. So there they provocateured it. With Oklahoma City, they had Arabs trained by our government in the 80s, by name, we know who they are, on our government's payroll, with sheet-dipped McVeigh, and running around creating this history, this ledger, with every group under the sun. There was obviously a bigger plan to try to link them up to white supremacists to move against those groups when really it was Arabic in nature, but Arabic controlled by our government. And we've had state police officers. We've had Colonel Craig Roberts on. They killed cops who tried to investigate this. Cop of the year, Terrence Yakey in Oklahoma City, who was there taking people out of the building. I can go on for hours about it. I've made 2 films on the subject that cover Oklahoma City. And, talk about the FBI never covered anything up. They won't release those videotapes. There have been 2 separate lawsuits trying to get them. Why didn't you use those videotapes in the trial in Denver? If you've got McVeigh getting out of the car, you've got your proof, why won't they use those tapes? Because it shows them with an Iraqi man from every angle you could imagine. That's why. And they got these terrorists in every city right now ready to level this country. And they'll march the troops in after they do it to be your savior. Now, we expose this, we can save the country. That's what I'm doing here. Tons of news, an update from the FEMA camp straight ahead.
currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
All right, welcome back. Kevin Smith, Aaron Dykes, work here at the InfoWars office, are both on the ground at the admitted relocation FEMA camp for illegal aliens and U.S. citizens, part of a new program building these nationwide for whole families. They've been told multiple times to turn their cameras off. There's been open discussions of taking their videotapes and, quote, reviewing them in America. They're not on the prison complex, FEMA camp property. Police are driving back and forth now. Some other people have showed up to, I guess, protest or also to observe. Let's go straight to Kevin Smith, north of Austin, at a FEMA camp. Kevin Smith, please continue.
Hey, Alex, you know, when we can't depend on the organized left to come out and do their own protests, you put out the word and we get info warriors show up. So we just had three vehicles pull up with some of the info wars, and here comes the fourth. Here comes another one. Looks like another one. We're going to have us a bit of a protest here. So Yeah, we're starting to get the Taylor PD is now doing a little drive back and forth on this farm and market or county road that we're on, and there's been an unmarked vehicle, so we'll see how it goes. I don't know.
Well, I wonder. I mean, the prison and federal ICE guards have tried to tell you to turn your cameras off, but you haven't. I wonder if the Taylor PD will try it.
Well, the InfoWars people showing up right now have their own cameras, so we definitely have enough cameras to cover the event. So we'll see how it goes, and we'll start asking some of these people what you know why they thought it was important to come out. But right now they're just watching us. They haven't done anything too menacing as of late. But we are here. We want to see the kids come out into the yard, which is what it is, high security fence playground. So we'll definitely be here for that. Anything else you want from me right now?
Just a basic recap. They told you to not aim cameras, turn your cameras off. You heard open discussions of are they allowed to tape us? Should we review their tapes? Don't let them touch our equipment.
No, we won't. And when we first got here, we just went ahead and pulled into this open parking lot, and that elicited a response from them, and they started circling the wagons, and higher levels of my manager comes out, and then the boss comes out, and they take our information. They went back in. A couple of them had mentioned we might want to review what's on their film. They haven't came back and said anything to us about that at this point, but they're out in the parking lot and watching us right now. So, we're not doing anything wrong. We're standing out here on a beautiful day and filming this facility from across the street, and let's see what happens. But Taylor has just barely slowed down the PD.
Well, more folks will show up there in downtown Taylor. Stay about an hour and a half, then come back. Let's get a report out. Let's get this out on the web by tonight for the PrisonPlanet.tv folks. Thank you, Kevin. And if anything develops in the next 30 minutes of broadcast time, the next 33 minutes of broadcast time, call back in, okay?
I'll sure do it.
Thank you. Let me take this time out before we break and come back and play this Twilight Zone clip that really illustrates, what the whole New World Order is all about. Rod Serling, great paratrooper patriot of World War II that wrote it, The Obsolete Man. Please support us. Get the most powerful films out there on government-sponsored terror, like Terror Storm, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, America Freedom to Fascism. These are the types of books and videos and materials that we carry at the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or JonesReport.com. You can go to any of those portals and go right through to our secure online Yahoo shopping cart. Call toll-free. My Police State Trilogy is now on DVD for the first time, all three in a box set, $34.95. See the FEMA camp, see the troops training to take your guns, see Senate hearings admitting it, see the police threatening and telling us to turn our cameras off. See what we do here. Get the Police State Trilogy at 45% off, or see all of my three Police State films and Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror and Terror Storm at PrisonPlanet.tv, where we've extended the Christmas special as a New Year special until the 15th of this month. You can get 5-plus months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, almost half a year free when you get a yearly membership, or get a trial monthly membership for $5.95 at PrisonPlanet.tv. And it is an incredible, incredible activist tool to be able to go in there and download them in super high quality down to low res, depending on whatever your connection is, and burn them to disk, give them to people. It can be a factory in the InfoWars with your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Be sure and take advantage of that. Get my films. Make copies of them. You're authorized. I ask you to for nonprofit educational purposes. Air them on Access TV. Use clips of them in your radio shows. Get the material out to everybody via InfoWars.com or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We can win this thing. What they're doing is wrong. What they're doing is evil. They're destroying this country. They're enemies of this republic. A man in the right can take down somebody in the wrong any day of the week. You just got to be willing to fight. We're fighting in the front lines of the info war. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
I promise to play large segments of the Obsolete Man Twilight Zone episode where the future totalitarian state, where they're telling this guy he's obsolete, and he basically sets up the establishment judge thug. We'll have time to play most of it, not all of it, but this is, I think, the best Twilight Zone episode, and this is how it is in a lot of authoritarian states. The establishment has decided that our free societies, our way of life is obsolete, and the New World Order, that's just the way it is, and you just got to get out of the way. No, we're going to stand up, we're going to fight them, we're going to resist them. If anything develops out at the FEMA camp in the next 25 minutes of broadcast airtime that's left, we will cut in to the Twilight Zone piece and go right to our people up there at the FEMA camp. So stay with us. Here it is.
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Wordsworth, Romney, obsolescence.
He's waiting, Chancellor.
Order him in.
Wordsworth, Romney, obsolescence.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one.
It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he is built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
Wordsworth, Romney, field investigation finding obsolescence. Do you know why you're here, Mr. Wordsworth?
Yes, sir.
I'd ask you to speak up a little, if you will.
Yes, sir, I know why I'm here.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. Do you understand that?
I understand that.
Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth?
A librarian.
A what?
A librarian, sir.
Has this man had counsel?
Yes, sir, he has.
Are you sure he knows his rights?
He's been given orientation, sir.
Mr. Wordsworth, I'm told that you've had counsel. Stand back in the light, Mr. Wordsworth! I'm told you've had counsel and been given orientation, Mr. Wordsworth, but I'm still not sure in my own mind that you understand the purpose of this hearing. The field investigators in your sector have classified you as obsolete. This finding carries with it serious implications. Do you understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? Now, I ask you again your occupation.
I am a librarian, sir. That is my occupation. That is my profession. If you people choose to call that obsolete...
Request clarification of the term?
Yes, the term. And, Mr. Wordsworth, you people, you make reference to the state?
I make reference to the state.
And you persisted declaring your occupation as being that of a librarian, is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
A librarian. Having to do with books.
Yes, sir. Books.
Since there are no more books, Mr. Wordsworth, there are no more libraries. And of course it follows that there is very little call for the services of a librarian. Case in point, a minister. A minister would tell us that his function is that of preaching the word of God. And of course it follows that since the state has proven that there is no God, that would make the function of a minister somewhat academic as well.
There is a God.
You are in error, Mr. Wordsworth. There is no God. The state has proven that there is no God!
You cannot erase God with an edict.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
You're a librarian, Mr. Wordsworth. You're a dealer in books and 2-cent fines and pamphlets and closed stacks and the musty insides of a language factory that spews out meaningless words on an assembly line. Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind. Like a vacuum that you make believe has an existence by scribbling index numbers on little cards.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins with printer's ink. The narcotics that you call literature. The Bible, poetry, essays of all kind, all of it an opiate.
to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
You waste our time, Mr. Wordsworth, and you're not worth the waste. Instruct him.
Romney Wordsworth, step back to await the finding of this board.
Yes.
How do you find, ladies and gentlemen?
Obsolete.
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 I concur.
Romney Wordsworth, step forward. The board finds you obsolete.
Your rights are as follows, Mr. Wordsworth. You are to be liquidated within a period of 48 hours, but you have an option as to method and precise time. There are several prescribed methods, Mr. Wordsworth. Pills, gas, electrocution, and it can be done immediately or an hour from now or any specific time that you request.
I'm a very rich man.
Louder.
I merely said that I was a very rich man. I have such a luxury of choices that I choose the following. To be given an assassin to whom I shall tell the method of my execution.
This is unheard of.
Mr. Wordsworth, we don't understand the nature of the request.
Simply that you are to assign me my assassin. But only he and I will know the way that I'm to die.
That will be acceptable, Mr. Wordsworth, provided your liquidation is accomplished within the 48-hour period.
Just one final request. I should like to die with an audience.
Ah, Mr. Wordsworth, that can be arranged indeed. It's not unusual that we televise executions. It has an educative effect on the population.
I have no doubt.
Now, as to the time of the liquidation, Mr. Wordsworth?
Midnight tomorrow.
And the place?
In my room.
Agreed, Mr. Wordsworth. We will choose your liquidator and send him over to you. He will be duty-bound, just as you prescribed, not to divulge the method you've decided upon. That will be all, Mr. Wordsworth. You may leave and return to your room.
An odd one, and with very bizarre requests.
Bizarre, yes, but to our advantage. We'll show the people how this obsolete man, this librarian, dies.
Chancellor. Thank you for coming.
Very irregular, Mr. Wordsworth. Do you know why I've come? Do you?
Well, I invited you.
By all means, you invited me. But why would I honor such an invitation? A cryptic note from a condemned man asking me to visit him in the last hours of his life. Hardly the norm, Mr. Wordsworth. Hardly what I'm accustomed to. And somewhat suspect, too. How do I know I wasn't invited here for that last pitiful gesture of vengeance on the part of the condemned?
Vengeance?
Yes. I'm somewhat responsible for the finding in your case. Your demise in less than an hour can be attributed at least in part to my decision. I'll tell you why I came, Mr. Wordsworth, perhaps to prove something to you.
And that is?
To prove to you that the state has no fears, none at all.
No, you will forgive me, Chancellor, but that has all the elements of a joke. I mean, you come to my room to prove that the state isn't afraid of me? What an incredible burden that must be, to have to prove that the state isn't afraid of an obsolete librarian like myself. No, I'll tell you the reason you came. I'll tell you the reason, though you won't admit it to yourself.
Now it's my turn to ask. What might that be?
I don't fit your formulae. Somewhere along the line, there's been a deviation from the norm. Your state has everything categorized, indexed, tagged. You are the strength. People like me are the weakness. You control and order and dictate. And my kind merely follow and obey. But something's gone wrong, hasn't it? I don't fit, do I?
Yes, you fit, Mr. Wordsworth. In a few moments, you'll be cringing and pleading just like they all do. Oh, yes, indeed, you fit. You've got a worthless, miserable little life, but you've also got an instinct for survival. And in a few minutes, when you feel life slipping away, when you feel that your survival is just a question of minutes, we'll see then which is the stronger, Mr. Wordsworth, the state or the librarian. I take it you've had a talk with whoever has assigned your liquidation.
Yes, I have indeed.
Midnight, isn't it?
Yes, in about 40 minutes. See, they brought this equipment here early this afternoon. There's two men put that up in less than 15 minutes. It's remote control. Very efficient. Well, we're being televised now.
It's not unusual that we televise executions, Mr. Wordsworth. Last year in the mass executions, we televised around the clock. 1,300 people were put to death in less than 6 hours.
You never learn, do you? History teaches you nothing.
On the contrary, history teaches us a great deal. We had predecessors, Mr. Wordsworth, who had the beginnings of the right idea.
Yes, Hitler.
Hitler, of course.
Stalin.
Stalin, too. But their error was not one of excess. It was simply not going far enough. Too many undesirables were left around, and undesirables eventually form a core of resistance. Old people, for example, clutch at the past and won't accept the new. The sick, the maimed, and the deformed. They fasten onto the healthy body and damage it. So we eliminate them. And people like yourself, they can perform no useful function for the state, so we put an end to them. What a charming room you have, Mr. Wordsworth. Have you lived here long?
That's over 20 years. I built that furniture myself.
Yes, so I understand, Mr. Wordsworth. That, incidentally, has kept you alive, that particular talent. Carpentry, you see, is a skill. And the state provides considerable leeway for people who possess certain skills. Unfortunately, you went as far as you could go, which was insufficient. So, in a few moments, it will be the end of a rather fruitless life. And Mr. Romney Wordsworth, librarian, goes to his own nirvana. That's what they call it in your books, isn't it, Mr. Wordsworth? You're facing camera, Mr. Wordsworth. You're cheating your audience. They want to see how you die. Please, Mr. Wordsworth, turn around. Face the camera. That's right. And don't stifle your emotions. If you feel like crying, go ahead and cry. Or if you want to plead, plead by all means. Some high state official might take pity on you.
Yes, that would please you, wouldn't it? A little abject hand-wringing, chest-pounding, falling down on my hands and knees.
Sit yourself, Mr. Wordsworth. Unfortunately, I don't have time to be entertained by them when they do come. I have another appointment this evening.
Chancellor?
Make it brief, Mr. Wordsworth.
You have plenty of time. You're not going anywhere.
How's that?
I'm afraid I haven't been very fair with you. I invited you here for a very special reason. Would you like to know the method that I've chosen for my liquidation? Well, in a very few moments, here in this room, a bomb is going off.
Very thoughtful, Mr. Wordsworth. Relatively quick and painless death.
Yes, isn't it? However, knowing that you're going to be blown to smithereens in a few moments isn't the happiest thought in the world, is it? Is it?
That depends on the individual, Mr. Wordsworth.
Indeed it does.
What kind of idiocy is this, Mr. Wordsworth? You've locked the door.
Oh, yes, yes, I've locked the door. Now, question. How does a man react to the knowledge that he's going to be blown to bits within a half an hour? Answer, that depends on the individual. for myself. I'm going to sit down and read my Bible. It's been hidden here for over 20 years. It's a crime punishable by death. Still, it's the only possession that I have that has any value at all to me. So I'm going to just sit down and read it. Until the moment of my death. How will you spend your last moments, Chancellor?
This is insane, Wordsworth. Let me out of here.
Let me out of here, someone! Guards! Someone! Anyone!
You're cheating the audience. You're not facing the cameras.
Guards! Somebody down there!
Well, there's no sense in wasting your breath. There's nobody there. That's one of the rules you made up yourself. Isolate the persons to be liquidated. That's what you said. Oh, no, 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 no. I think that there's no one there, so why don't you face the camera? It's very important. You said so yourself.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
God, somebody down there!
Well, there's no sense in wasting your breath. There's nobody there. That's one of the rules you made up yourself. Isolate the persons to be liquidated. That's what you said. Oh, no, 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 no. I think that there's no one there, so why don't you face the camera? It's very important. You said so yourself.
I'm beginning to understand, Wordsworth. Shoe on the other foot, that's the idea, isn't it? It's one thing for someone like yourself to do a little cringing and pleading, but what a choice opportunity to show a member of the state doing likewise. But you're insane, Wordsworth, if you think they'll let me stay here.
They? I ask clarification of the term they. Ah, you mean the state? Oh, I think they'll sit on their hands for a while. They wouldn't want to miss this scene. Besides, the act of rescue would be very demeaning to them. To have to break in here and rescue a high-ranking member of the state. To snatch him out of the soup, so to speak. No, I think they won't help you.
Misjudged you, Wordsworth.
You underestimated me. He wanted the whole country to see the way that a librarian dies. Well, let the whole country see the way an official of the state dies, too. Face the cameras. Step into the light. Let the whole country see the strength of the state, the resilience of the state, the courage of the state. Let the whole country see the way a valiant man of steel faces his death. You have a nirvana coming up, too. Why don't you just sit down? We'll have a little chat. Just you and me and the great equalizer. As death is the great equalizer. So here you have. Here you have this strong, handsome, uniform, bemedaled symbol of giant authority. And this insignificant librarian that suddenly, in the eyes of God, there is precious little to distinguish us.
We shall see, Wordsworth, we shall see.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity. And save me from the bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgressions, not for my sins, O God. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Await to help me and behold. Then therefore, O Lord God of hosts. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The Lord looked down.
We'll have to play the last 5 minutes tomorrow, but I will near the start of the broadcast. You can watch it online. But he blows up, he freaks out. Rodney Wordsworth lets him go. It shows the cowardice, and the state then, of course, kills the chancellor. And the bomb does go off and blow up the librarian. But the message is you can stand up against the state if you're willing to go down. Powerful. We talked to Kevin. No big updates there at the FEMA camp, but we'll have a report for you tomorrow and video tonight. I want to thank all the folks that showed up out there in support in Taylor. And another powerful transmission right here on the Alex Jones Show, coming to you via the Genesis Communications Radio Network. I want to thank a new station, WIMS AM 1420, that goes into Chicago for picking up the broadcast. Just got word of that. Another great affiliate. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.